Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 75. We were just talking about how...
How many variants are you going to have for
Yeah, oh, you know what? I should have done that. Yeah. Darn it.
75 of them. One for every podcast.
Yeah, there we go. With a theme, because each podcast has had its own theme. Yeah.
We're not on the short bus.
Hey, nice. Okay. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight is...
Justin.
Chuck.
Donnie.
Matt.
Pinto.
Throwing last names out there.
Yeah,
it's confusing.
Now you've got another Justin.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Okay.
We have to get code names soon.
You could say Justin P, like Joe F.
Right. What is point? That'll make it easier.
So what I really want to talk to you about.
Okay. Okay, I know you really wanted to. You're all hopped up about talking about this. No. There's a little bit of recent news, and then we figured we'd talk a little bit about some of the Marvel Now stuff. Not the stuff that came out today, because that's not fair to people here who literally just purchased it. So, and then we'll probably finish up with some Walking Dead talk, because a couple things happened in the last episode. Finally, when I think back to last year, where nothing happened until like the last three episodes.
They were on a farm last year.
It was just...
The whole year.
Yeah, it was a little slow. So lots of stuff have been happening this year.
Yeah, last year was like, is it going to be an episode about finding Sophia or an episode about tracking down Carl after we ran out of the house?
Well, we had like five of them while he was still healing. And, oh, is he going to make it? And that just got tedious for after a while. So, and then the occasional zombie would show up.
Yeah, and the... Guess you knocked up Lori game.
Oh, well, I knew. So.
Well, I mean, we all assumed it was Shane, but Rick didn't think that. So will Rick raise the baby? Let's start with Walking Dead, because since we segued into it.
Okay, sure, we can start. Well, hang on, I got to move that now. Okay. Sorry, the agenda is strict, man.
So do you think he'll raise the baby now that she's dead and it's not his?
Well... Given in the comics, the baby lasted all of, like, 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks in comic time.
Right, but, you know, it didn't last too long, so we don't really have anything to go on there.
I'm confused, and not confused, because, I mean, I do like how the show does a nice enough job of, if you've read the comics, it's still totally different.
Yeah.
It's still the same stuff.
Right.
Same characters for the most part.
Same kind of
thing. The same thing, but...
Sorry.
And I was talking to Matt about this, like... Trade 8 is, like, the baby.
Right.
And the prison's, like, trade 3, and, like, Woodbury's its own, and they've just taken it all and just kind of...
Yeah, which is fine. I have no problem with them moshing it all together.
But I'm just worried, like, they're going to be done. Like, how many seasons are they planning on doing this? Because they're going to pass up... I mean, are they going to totally freelance and go way off the page? Because Kirkland's going
to
be done.
To be honest, they're pretty close to that right now.
But I mean, they're still in the same places. You still have the governor. You still have Lore. You still have the same characters.
And the governor looks like he's going to become more like the comic governor.
Absolutely! As soon as when that episode started,
this past one,
yeah, you knew.
Well,
boom.
The baby,
okay,
the daughter,
the kid. Then you had the fight. You know,
but
the gladiator
I think
fight.
He's going to go to the the raping the show stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll get that. I don't. Well, maybe I don't
think
know.
They
this,
will.
This, well,
I think they'll go out
already.
And catch
I mean, it's kind of.
Yeah.
Did you cry when what's his name died in the comic books?
T-Dog?
No.
Hey. In the book.
When?
No.
That was 4 months ago.
Don't ruin it, man. Trade 17 comes out next week.
Where you can see Glenn get hit in the head with a barbed wire baseball bat.
No, I mean, everybody dies in The Walking Dead. It's just a matter of time. It's kind of...
Dark. Oh, and we saw the damn phone.
Yes, I like that. I really like
the
that.
Phone,
at the
phone was like trade 9. I mean, like,
yeah,
really.
But, right, but that was. Well, because trade 8 ended with Lori dying.
Yes,
and 9 trade, was him dealing with
yes,
it.
Yes, and I was.
But so, no, I was very happy when that happened.
Dan said, I was talking to Dan, and he goes, quite a cliffhanger at the end of this episode. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I'm watching it. And then he gets to the phone. I'm like, that's not really a cliffhanger, Dan.
Right. Well, he hadn't read it.
Come on. Get to Compendium 2 already.
He just got it. He just got it.
It's only been out for, you know.
He's got it Saturday.
3 years. But. I think
I know he got
really
it because his wife bought it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm glad that it's different. I mean, you got to think about it. They can't make it.
Oh,
no.
Know,
right?
No,
like,
no,
look,
no,
because there's
that's
people
fine.
Watching it that probably still don't even read the books. They're just watching it for a TV show. I mean, based on the ratings, there has to be people that are watching it that aren't reading the comics.
Oh,
or aren't even into comics. You know what I mean? But
I think they do an awesome job. For people who have read it, I think they do a great job of it. Yeah. If you were just watching the comic book,
I don't think it would make for a good TV show, to tell you the truth.
I mean, season one was pretty good, and it was pretty much the comic book up into a point.
They make it different enough that, that we're still
keeps you surprised. You're not you are guess. You're still guessing as to what's. You don't know. You don't say to yourself, "I know what's going to happen in this episode." I thought I kind of knew what was going to happen in the first episode of season three, and it was totally different. Yeah. I mean, it was way off.
And like you said, like you were saying about them jumping around. You're wondering how many scenes are they going to do? Because eventually one of these actors is going to say, "Oh, I want more money. I'm not doing
It's already happened.
And they're going to be gone. And then,
Walking Dead, you can just kill somebody. It's not too hard to get rid of somebody. It's not like a neighbor next door. Like, oh, they just moved or something. But Walking Dead, it's a zombie. You're eaten. You're done. I mean,
or Carl got mad at you. Just pop the cat.
You can really just. I mean, there's still a lot of stuff to go. Like you said, Trade 17 comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of stuff to do. There's still so many storylines in the comic book.
Yeah,
but I'm just surprised at
really
how far this
really
has reached already.
Are they really going to make a season out of the him and the scientist and the army guy traveling for three years? That was a whole trade.
But when you start thinking about it's only six issues of a comic book. I mean, six issues. Season one of Walking Dead was how many
six
episodes?
Six
episodes. So, I mean, I guess in hindsight, it could be three trades. But I was just surprised. This encompasses, trade three to trade nine. Parts of each are in the show. And we're only five episodes in. And I guess what they're kind of doing is they're just mixing it up in a different order.
Keep you on your
toes. All going to end up happening, we would expect, but
probably.
Well, yeah, and I think, you said people not reading the comics are watching it. I think of all the stuff that has come out in pop culture, this has brought more people into comics than any other movie or TV show that was based on a comic.
Look what I just sold today.
Pete was what, seven?
Yeah.
First seven trades?
But I sold, two hardcovers yesterday. Yeah.
You said you can't keep this stuff.
I can't. I just sold out of sixes. And I literally just got them back in today. Hmm. And they're turn around and went right back out.
What do you keep on the shelf?
Three of each.
Maybe you up at four?
But my concern is that when it stops.
Yeah,
which
then eventually. You have so much sitting on the shelf.
I mean, they're already doing next. There's going to be a season after this already, but who knows after that?
Okay,
we assume there's going to be.
It'll probably go
five or six, maybe.
Yeah, really, really good shows seem to go kind of filter out after six seasons seems to be a lot now.
Because you probably got an episode where they find the scientists, they travel, they build that.
Because there was a little bit where they were in a housing plan, but it didn't work out as well as the one.
Yeah, but that was when Rick had the phone.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
So they're putting the phone in now. He found the phone in the jail, not
in
the house. Yeah, there's just so much. There's so much to come. And are they doing the mid-season thing again?
I don't know.
I usually don't think about it. I usually find out. When I get to the end of the episode, I'm impressed.
So we just ruined that episode for you.
No, it's okay. I'll catch up.
There's still a lot more that we didn't talk about.
We didn't really talk about a whole lot in the episode. We've just been kind of talking about the comic book and the show.
But, I never thought Rick was that good of an actor, the guy that plays Rick, until this week.
Yeah. He was from Australia.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I was going to say,
a couple months ago.
Every great, Hugh Jackman, Wolverine's got an Australian accent. Rick's got an Australian accent.
I didn't notice Rick, but I noticed the girl, the dark-haired girl.
Maggie
is also Australian or English or one of them. When she was getting ready to go off with Daryl, her accent was totally coming. She's almost like they gave up trying to cover it up. Because I remember watching going, a lot of things she was saying had definite accents.
It's like the first time you see Hugh Laurie that he's not on House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, all these guys have crazy accents.
Yes.
Foreigners are taking all our jobs.
Yeah.
but I thought he did a great job playing that whole, shocked part at the end. I thought that was one of his better acting moments.
If you do watch it, also watch The Talking Dead if you can, because it explains a lot of stuff that wasn't clear in the show.
Yeah, see, I never watched that. I'm going to have to start watching
it. I usually doze off by the time that comes
over. Well, see, I record it and watch it all Monday morning, so.
After you put the kids on the bus.
Put them on the bus, and I'm doing the reorder and kind of half paying attention, half doing the reorder at home.
See, I try to watch it Sunday nights because half the time I get texts from him.
Yeah, well, I have to stay on.
Sunday nights
to
one night.
You watch it live, right?
No, I usually record it at 9 or 10.
Dan watches it live.
Dan watches it live. Yeah. I usually record it and start watching because I want to fast forward the commercials. I don't want to wade through anything. But I normally record Walking Dead, Talking Dead, Comic Book Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then depending on what I'm feeling, I've been watching Comic Book Man, after two episodes ago, I was watching it, and then my wife's like, are you coming to bed? I'm like, Now I gotta watch Comic Book Man.
There's a train wreck.
I kind of gotta like take my mind off of what I just watched. I kind of got. She goes, "What happened?" I go, "You really don't want to."
So
know.
Where's your wheel at?
Just go.
Yeah, I'm gonna make my wheel.
Do you actually read the price guide and penalize yourself when you don't know the price?
No, I don't.
This is the stuff you need to do, right? Sell comics by the pound.
No, that's not a bad idea.
That's from a real story.
Brian Hibbs does that.
Real story. San Francisco guy does all back issues, right?
Yeah.
He buys them by the pound and sells them by the pound.
Wow. Or no, I don't know if he sells them by the pound, but he buys them by the pound. Yeah. But yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Honestly, your basement, put a dude down there with a scale, $5 a pound.
I'd have to see how many are in a pound first, but yeah.
I mean, pick a price for it. I mean, he was doing $3 a pound, so I'm sure they're not.
No, that wasn't bad actually. But the fact that he only made $90 in 8 hours or whatever, that was.
I don't think they ever make money. That's a little brutal.
No, I don't know how they make money, and the way they're paying out money for stuff.
I guarantee. It's Pawn Stars. It's not really how anybody. It's not anybody
who runs
a comic book store without a gimmick behind it of, like, I'm at this famous comic book store because Kevin Smith owns it.
What was with the dude with the muscle? Like, what was with that? Like,
oh, and did the two big fat dudes come walking behind
that
him.
That Italian guy?
Oh, that,
He's got these two dudes behind him. Yeah.
And what did he have, like, the pet rocks?
Superman rocks.
It's so much better as a half an hour than an hour. An hour was so terrible. That show was so bad after 24
was
minutes.
It an hour last?
It was an hour last
season. See, I thought that it was.
And it's a half an hour now. It's so much.
I mean,
much
with
better.
All the commercials, it's really not an hour, though. It's
no.
Right, but they were really having to stretch.
I mean, yeah. There's not.
They're not stretching now?
Not as bad.
Not as bad.
Yeah. I can stomach it for a good 23 minutes. Yeah. And then
I don't mind watching it. I think it's funny. I think some of the stuff's
okay. I watch it with Baz background noise, to be honest, and pay attention when I hear Ming do something stupid. Megan's not here tonight, so no local Ming.
Oh, okay. Like, what does that have to do? Yeah. Okay.
No, she's our Ming.
No gotcha. Kindle talk. No pro Android talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guarantee since that show started, they probably got more customers since that show. But
yeah. Another TV show that I've been watching, I don't know if you guys have, is Arrow, which has been really, really good.
Yes.
That has been excellent. I just watched the last week's today. The little stuff they're throwing in there is so good.
Deathstroke,
but even the guy in that captured him, Eddie Fires, that's from Longbow Hunters with Mike Grell.
Oh, really?
That this is totally based on. So if you like this, you're going to want to read Longbow Hunters, which was Green Arrow as like living in the Pacific Northwest, taking on evil industrialists and stuff. But even taking that character. Who's looking for a character named Shadow. So if the guy helping him is named Shadow,
right?
Totally taken. Even though Shadow was a girl, but
details.
Well, it's been so good.
Maybe his mom's Shadow.
No, she was like a Japanese assassin. But so that makes sense
maybe
for the
she's
guy.
She's hiding her accent.
No, it's the guy. But no, it's just been so good.
Another Australian.
Yeah.
But how do you buy a ship and put it in a warehouse?
That I don't.
If you have enough money, you can do anything.
Yeah, you can
do anything.
But she, mom did that.
Yeah, but what wouldn't you send like a search party out for your kid?
Buy a ship.
I mean, he was kind of.
There's still a lot of stuff not explained. So.
Oh, I know, but it's just.
Yeah, that was just such a surprise at that scene.
Who do you think Black Canary's friend is at the law firm? Do you think she's somebody?
Shadow.
She could be. I don't know. I don't know anybody.
Starling.
Could be, Katana. Poison Ivy. No.
Poison Ivy.
That'd be cool.
Just going through the Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hardly. No, it's been really good. But it's funny, on this show, her dad is English. So you can hear him fighting his accent a lot. The cop. The actor is English and he's fighting his accent a lot.
He needs to die.
No, because he's going to come around and see that he's not a bad guy.
He needs the punching bag, punching glove arrow to the face. If they bust that out in the TV show,
no,
it would be my all-time favorite.
That would be funny.
They should put it like in the background in his lab.
What's this one? That didn't quite work.
He's working on it.
Yeah. But no, I think that show is...
Speaking of that, Dan really was good. Telling me Jeff Lemire is taking over the book.
He is. Jeff Lemire is taking over Green Arrow.
Wow, I'll have to start buying that again.
Yeah. I'll have to start reading. I read the first one, and that's as far as I made it.
Are they kicking Anicetti off Catwoman, too?
I don't know.
What's up? I thought Batwing was not Judd Winnick after the Zero.
It wasn't supposed to be.
It was 14 and 15, or 13 and 14 were both Winnick.
Did he write it or did he plot it?
It was just him and an artist.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Which is cool. I like him.
Okay. I thought the book's been... Yeah. Else. I can't keep track of all this stuff.
Do you own the store?
I do. But artist changes, that's getting tough.
Since we do a podcast, can we write off our comic purchases as research?
Go for it. I can't give you any advice to that regard, but...
Anybody from our shot. Just put listening in.
Or if it's actually legit, call us.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Or we could get press badges, too.
Maybe I can write off all the... No, wait. Yeah, press badges like Joe. Yeah, he did that.
Based off of this?
Uh-huh.
To which con?
Baltimore, I think. One of them.
I went to Baltimore.
Did he get
that
in?
That was fun.
Yeah.
Work?
Yeah. He got in as a journalist.
What do you have to do?
Referenced me or something.
He got in for free?
Do they call
you? I don't know what he got. He'll be here next week, so you'll have to ask
him. Fake passes.
Yeah. I'm sure you have to buy a press badge, probably. But
Baltimore's not that expensive, though. I've been there twice.
No, he got it. I don't really remember if it was Baltimore. It was something.
It's like $30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not that much.
Yeah, Baltimore's not expensive. I'm
surprised.
You have to either get a gun or hire armed security to go into Baltimore.
No. I was walking around downtown Baltimore in a Pirate Deadpool outfit with... It was awesome. I got a ton of pictures. I walked right in. I'm 6'7", so I feel pretty safe.
They just assumed you were crazy. That's
yeah,
all.
Which also works out.
Okay. Now, Matt.
Before the sun went
down.
Yeah. That's right.
Matt really wants to talk about a new book that Marvel announced this week. So the promo was Fearless by a writer and artist I don't think I've ever heard of.
Well, you know the writer.
Which one is it? I don't remember. Colin Bunn.
Colin Bunn.
Okay.
And Will Simmy? Or Slimmy?
Okay.
My phone, I lost the page.
But it's Fearless Defenders. Is that really the title? Fearless Defenders?
It's Defenders. They have Fearless on top of it.
Okay.
Although that's the
but
official.
It's Misty Knight and Valkyrie. And I just looked
at that.
Is
there really Valkyrie and not Valkyrie? Or do we just say the same word differently?
We're saying the same word differently. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just confused. I was like, maybe I missed something. I don't know.
But, yeah, I saw that and went, wow, already? I figured we'd get the C-list stuff, like, in April.
you know what they're playing to right now, don't you? Mm-hmm. And have you seen the articles? Mm-hmm. Marvel's doing more to support women in comics than DC did. I've seen at least three. That's how I found it.
More? How can they?
Because they're having female-led teams.
You could buy another one.
Birds of Prey, Catwoman, Batgirl, Batwoman, Voodoo.
Voodoo wasn't a woman. She was an alien.
Okay.
Shaped like a woman.
Okay. Still.
I'm just saying that's what the articles I was reading is like.
But, okay, so Marvel's got one.
Well, they got Captain Marvel.
Okay.
I'm counting that. And they got...
For the next two issues, but okay.
That's not going away. Don't say that. They have to make at least 12 to keep the copyright.
Okay. Fair enough. Then you got 12.
Pushing them out.
I've seen a dramatic drop in the sales. Actually, I think you are the only hold for it.
Somebody come in on Saturday night or Sunday and ask me how the new Gambit book was. And I'm like, well, I'm the only one that still buys it.
Actually, you're the only hold for that as well.
I'm like, so that may tell you something about the book.
No, there might be more for Captain Marvel. It was Gambit you were the only hold for.
Will Slinney, S-L-I-N-E-Y, is the artist.
No clue.
On the inside. Well, and they also have more female writers, I think, was the other thing.
Well, because they're all married to their other writers.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Semantics.
Yeah.
Just don't introduce.
Give my wife a book. Okay.
Did you hear that they introduced Kelly Sue DeConnick as Matt Fraction's wife? And apparently he got offended, so now he has himself introduced as Kelly Sue DeConnick's husband.
It's going to be that way soon.
Well, it is. She's... Fraction's either hit or miss. She's consistent. She's always solid.
Yeah, I was just talking to the other Matt was saying, I asked if he wanted the Fantastic Four, and he's like, no, Fraction burned him. He said he had one good book, and he's been coasting since then.
What was his one good book?
I don't know.
Iron Fist.
Probably Iron Fist, yeah.
Which was Brubaker and Fraction.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree completely. Well,
he did okay in Iron Man.
That was Defenders.
Defenders will read awesome in a trade. It'll
probably be a hardcover first. No more.
Fine. It'll read $75.
A $75 complete Defenders hardcover.
It'll read very good in as a collected edition.
I'm still so happy you sold that.
Sold what?
Oh, no, Pat sold that Monday, that AVX hardcover.
Did you reorder?
No! I regretted ordering it the minute I did when it came in. Because first I thought it was going to be a lot thicker.
It was pretty thick. It was an omnibus size.
It was about that thick. An inch.
It had digital codes.
I realize holding my fingers up to the recorder.
Everybody can see it.
Yeah.
I told you we got to start videotaping.
Yeah,
this.
No. Because we'd have to have, you know, different camera on each of us, and then I'd have to edit it.
They make a tabletop camera that'll go to wherever who's talking.
Christmas.
Who would want to watch this?
Who wouldn't want to watch this?
Yeah, let's be honest. Come on now.
Okay, sure. But Fearless Defenders. I just, yeah, just blah.
I wonder if it's a fear itself. It's a Fallout.
I'll order it.
Because Valkyrie was the Fearless.
Yes, she was. Okay. Where was? I wonder where that ended up. On the sales chart, because that's about where they're starting.
Well, that was in what was that 12-issue miniseries?
Yeah, Fearless.
No, that the one that came after Fear itself. Was that Fearless?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't even read that.
Yeah, I read the first two and went.
Gotta guess I'm the only one here that read it.
Some other people bought it. I can't.
I'm just saying at this table.
Yeah,
I'm probably.
Yeah, it just
same with Battle Scars.
Yeah.
The new Nick Fury.
I read the first one.
I read
that.
Oh, is that the one where he's like in a different war? No.
No, yeah, that was where they introduced Nick Fury Jr.
I didn't even know that was a book.
Yeah,
yes.
They introduced Aiden Coulson.
Yes.
Okay.
And Black Nick Fury.
Well, I might have to pick that up because I do enjoy a good Nick Fury book.
Then I would tell you to buy
Scorpio.
Seriously, if you haven't read Fury Max, get that.
I'll look that up.
There are two volumes of it. Ennis wrote the first one a few years back, and it's in World War II, and the newer one's in Vietnam.
I like Secret Warriors.
Like it's not World War I. So World War, yeah. when you stuttered up, because I don't think it was around in World War I.
He's got the Infinity Formula.
So not before for... World War I. He got that in World War II.
He was fighting in the Crusades.
I mean, no. Wolverine were back there slashing people up. He had an eye patch then. He was born without an eye. That's how badass he is.
He plucked it out. Oh, wait, that was Odin. The other one, I haven't read too much about it, just other than the variant stuff, but that new Justice League of America. I know it's got kind of a C-list cast, but they seem to be promoting it a lot. I don't know what's going on with it.
Dan and I were talking about this earlier. Why is Catwoman
I don't know.
A Justice League? The only reason we could come up with was... It makes booty calls easier for Batman on the satellite. She can just beam up to the satellite.
Well, no, but that's it. No, because that's the Justice League satellite, not the Justice League America. They get the Hall of Justice. It's different.
Wait, didn't they just kick the JLI out of the Hall of Justice?
Yes, because so they can put the JLA in it. I don't know.
Because Jeff Johns needs another book to read.
Yeah.
Guys are past due on rent. Get out of the Hall of Justice.
Yeah, so I have... They announced it quite a while ago, and I'm shocked that it's still not... I thought it was going to be in this preview, so...
Is it Chicago?
I don't know.
Chicago,
I didn't look that closely at it, but just... That one's got the silly variants. That's really the only way I can describe those.
Who's on that team, the J?
It's...
Catwoman.
Vibe, Katana, some Steve Trevor.
Wasn't there another dude, like Vigilante or something?
I don't remember. Yeah, because like I said, it hasn't even been in the previews yet.
We have these devices that have a thing called the internet on.
Okay, well, we'll continue on. one that was just announced today was Uncanny Avengers in issue 5 with new artist.
Who's the new artist?
I forget. But is adding to the team, and we're getting Wonder Man, Wasp. I thought she was dead.
Well, that's
you're not
the
reading
end.
The end time.
Yeah. I missed it. And Sunfire. And I just kind of went, okay.
Isn't Sunfire like a new mutant?
Yeah, he was an X-Man for in like giant size.
Uncanny Avengers.
Right. You got to keep the balance.
Mix. Equal opportunity.
But I thought it was funny when they were doing this in issue 5. I'm like, oh, so coming this summer. Because issue 5 should have been out in February, but everything's getting pushed back. So, but I just find it funny that they're already replacing Cassidy. He's doing 4 issues and out.
It's not surprising.
It's not surprising, but it's one of those, why would you even, if you know an artist can't do it, why?
Was that the reason for the delay to begin
with?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Cliff Chang doesn't keep up. Jim Lee doesn't keep up. I mean,
but they have fill-ins. Plans for that. They have fill-ins.
Right.
Uncanny Avengers is already late.
You ever meet a junior on the job?
Oh, God, no.
All right, here's
Captain America next week.
I'm actually excited about a Marvel book that ships bi-monthly.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
No, Uncanny Avengers.
Uncanny Avengers is going to ship every other month now, supposedly.
No. It's going to be on the power ship schedule.
This was hilarious. I'm looking at my invoice this morning, and at the beginning of it always has all of our canceled books, and of the canceled books is the new Powers. Not canceled, but meaning they'll re-solicit it. So I just found it hilarious that...
Are you still trying to pick up little kids with your phone?
I am
not. You got a new phone, and it's like, who's going to play the Ice Cream Man song?
That's a very important text.
All right, here we go. Justice League, led by Argus.
That's the group.
Yeah. And Trevor.
Right, Steve Trevor.
Of the JLA will include Green Arrow, Katana.
Oh, Martian Manhunter.
Green Lantern, Simon Baz.
Okay, the new Green Lantern, sure.
Stargirl.
Okay.
Isn't she in Earth 2? Vibe.
No.
Isn't the new Green Lantern in Earth 2? Who's your Earth 2 Green Lantern?
That's Alan Scott.
Yeah.
Vibe, Hawkman, and Catwoman.
Seems like a great team.
Interesting team.
But isn't Stargirl always been a...
Justice Society, but it hasn't always been Earth 2.
But I thought that was Earth...
No, but John's created her, so...
How many books is he going to write?
I don't know. Maybe he'll drop Justice League. Oh, yeah. Never mind. Somebody else is taking over Action.
That's think Diggle, Andy Diggle's taking Diggle. Over
Yeah,
Action.
No, but I thought somebody else
Who
might
can
be taking
save
over.
Action.
You know, it's really hard to write a good Superman book. It's just...
I have zero interest in Superman books, really. I mean, I'm...
Yeah, I do.
It's just, every time I read it, I'm just like, what am I doing?
If you're going to read something, go... Like, there are so many good trades to read of Superman stuff, like... Superman for Tomorrow, All-Star Superman,
the character just generally
Red Sun. Just, Red Sun you have to read. That's my favorite Superman.
Yeah, I agree. Like when the superheroes have
All-Star
so
Superman
much power.
Is excellent.
Mark Millar, he lands in Russia instead of the United States.
What stops Superman? Like, what can stop him? He's like,
Kryptonite.
Batman.
Didn't you watch comic Batman?
But Kryptonite.
Watch him in green, dude.
But still, I mean, it's just like, it seems like in a lot of events, we always go back to the same, let's go back to the Sentry. He'll save the day again. He's unstoppable.
He's dead. Sentry's dead.
But I'm just saying, like, how many times did they use him? They brought him out of retirement.
I bet he gets one of these new Marvel Now books.
Sentry?
No, you know who's going to get
if
one?
If we're getting Fearless Defenders,
it's
going to
be Sentry, not Sentry with an S.
With a C.
The dude from the Iron Man cartoon.
Oh, with the big
C.
Axe?
Yeah.
White hair.
Oh, God.
All right, I'll read that. I'll buy the first one.
I would read that book.
I'd read that one time, and then I'd be like, okay.
Wasn't there something...
It's a great sales plan.
What was the...
we'll sell one issue.
What was the group they were part of?
Sentry?
Yeah. The one with the C. There was a book for it.
I wasn't reading
it. I'll have to figure it out.
Centurions?
I think it'd be cool if they did, like, an Inhumans book, like, with Black Bolt.
Yeah.
They started to bring, like, those kind and, like, the Illuminati thing. Like, I really like that.
Well, the New Avengers is
new
an Illuminati
Avengers
book.
New Avengers is supposed to be the Illuminati book.
Right.
There you go. Put it on your poll.
I will.
With Black Panther and Beast replacing Professor X.
But
where's Black Panther? I mean, Black Panther...
He's rebuilding Wakanda, man.
Is he even...
We gotta read A plus X, man.
Is he even the real Black Panther?
I don't know.
How can the A plus X be a
sustainable
book?
Well, no, because... I thought the chick,
she did.
His sister, but did he get it?
I haven't read any of them.
It was actually
has like some type of heightened senses or something.
I mean, I read that
it's Marvel team up.
I read the book when he took over for Daredevil, which was really good with David Liss and Francisco Francavilla. We haven't said his name in a long time.
No.
But that was really good.
Marvel team-up book.
Okay, well, hey, that's next on my agenda.
A plus X.
So all take it away, Mr. Pinto.
I'm not the biggest Marvel fan.
No.
But I like Dave Plus X, but I just want to know where are these stories going to continue? And like it said, the next issue already was new people.
Right.
If you wanted to,
how many issues in the '80s?
Right. But I guess I think my concern is the second story clearly is designed to continue. So I don't remember who's in the next one.
I think it's the new point ones, right? I mean,
but where are they going to?
Not really.
If you could give me a contained story, I enjoyed it. I thought the stories were good. But part of the reason I liked them was because they seemed like they were going somewhere. But then A plus X 2 has
new
four
guys.
New characters,
yeah,
with new stories, with no telling me where these stories are going to continue.
So you just like wasted $3 on something that's...
Well, it's probably $4, yeah, all things considered. Yeah. But
it's two stories, man.
The A plus,
okay. It was fine. I didn't feel bad about it. I liked it. I thought they were both good.
The first half didn't seem to be continued.
No, that one didn't. That one didn't make sense either, but...
They were both interesting. It just...
Why? How does Captain America forget Cable?
He was frozen for how long?
Okay.
He had to be smoking a dude. Maybe he got a little high and killed a few brain cells.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Okay.
That second story definitely ends on a cliffhanger.
Absolutely.
Cable,
absolutely.
Or Cable gave him the Men in Black flashy thing.
Out of his finger.
Yeah. Cable's everywhere now. Cable's showing up in every book.
He's back.
Yeah. He has his own book.
He came back. They never quite explained how he came back, but sure.
But he's back.
He's back. He was just, what was he just in? Was he just
he got disintegrated in Messiah Complex or whatever that was.
He time slid.
Oh, he time slid.
Was he in Consequences 5?
Yeah,
was that the book he was in? Was he in Consequences 5 at the end?
With Hope. Yeah, he's standing out the window.
Yeah. He had his whole miniseries.
But
it looked like a chimney sweep.
What was the point of that miniseries? Extinction? Was there any point to that whatsoever?
He was sent back to take care of something.
Well, was Cable reborn?
But it wasn't. Right, that's what it was supposed to be called. But then
to be like the lead into A versus X.
Right,
but it just didn't make sense.
Didn't make any sense whatsoever.
He was going off chasing...
The Avengers.
Yeah, he was going
to...
Because they were going to do something bad.
They were going to kill Hope.
They weren't trying to kill Hope. They were trying to protect Hope.
All right, maybe they weren't going to let Hope become the Phoenix, and that was going to kill the mutants, and... I don't know. She changed the future. The butterfly effect. We can call it the Hope effect now.
There we go. Okay.
I think it would have been cool for Marvel now to just, like, kind of reset stuff.
That's what I thought they'd do. They have the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Or even Scarlet Witch. With, you know, what she did with House of M. Have something happen in their fight and everything
starts fresh. She did say something. Fresh. She said no more Phoenix.
Right. But then really the Phoenix Force created all these new mutants. But didn't repower the mutants that had lost their power. I thought that was very interesting. Brevert said none of the depowered mutants are going to get their powers back.
But if you read the new X-Men that was out today, something... can I spoil that or no?
Go ahead, do it.
No, just a little.
Everyone
you talking about the time travel part? It was in the previews.
That no, not the no time. Sense. I'm talking about...
Why wouldn't you go back? Instead of going all the way back then, why don't you go back before he kills Professor X and just stop him?
Because he was the Phoenix, dude.
Then go back a week before he becomes the Phoenix.
And what? Just pop a cap in his head?
Do something. Put him in prison. Do something. Why? Oh, I know what'll work. I'll go back and get you when you were 13 and have you talk to yourself. That'll make perfect sense.
Wasn't there that whole movie with Tom Cruise about that whole preventing crime?
Minority Report.
You can't be doing that. You can't.
He's going back to do it anyway. I'm like,
he's just getting,
why don't you go back and just keep him from killing Professor X? Doesn't that make more sense?
You gotta kill Professor X. He needs a break.
Or go back and bring the young Professor X to the present. There you go. He's replaced. We're good.
And then A versus X means nothing.
Well, it's going to pretty much be that way.
Yeah. When he comes back to life.
Or Jean Grey and Professor X can get it on and we can have Professor X Jr.
No.
Isn't that in Legacy?
It'll be Black.
I'm serious. Isn't that what X-Men Legacy is?
Yeah. Well.
The new one?
Yeah.
I don't know who Legacy's mom is.
Moira McTaggart.
Oh, okay.
But
I knew he was Professor X's kid.
Or no, it's David Haller. So maybe it's somebody else. I thought it was Moira, but maybe it's not.
Who's David Haller?
Legion.
I don't know his real name.
That's his name.
Does he know his real name after reading that book?
I think. Well, after reading that
Gook
book,
is going to spooge the googly glop. Like what? That's the first four pages of that book. And there's
I agree.
Elephant it made no nose sense thing at all. Sniffing a crotch of a dog thing. And
there was not one cover that made me want to read a book this week from Marvel. Now there was not one.
Oh, that FF cover is fantastic.
The Fantastic Four is just.
The FF variant was good.
Fantastic.
I didn't even plan that.
We should have four variants.
The variant was actually better. The Dave Johnson variant was good.
It was. I'll give you that.
Just doesn't.
Yeah. No, Fantastic I hear you. Four. I hear you.
The Hulk looks cool though.
The only new one that really grabbed me that I really wanted to read and thought about reading was Iron Man. Then it got kind of like, next on the list.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Back to.
I was on A+X, so I don't know where you're.
The new artist on Uncanny Avengers.
Yes.
Is Oliver Coppola was a guest artist to premiere. Cassidy catches up on pencils for the next arc. So.
Okay.
They're doing the same thing as DC is
just they're late.
Right. to it, but going from Cassidy to Coppola, that's a big.
What's Coppola? He's that computer generated stuff.
Yeah, he did that like Iron Man 2.0 with Nick Spencer book and.
He's doing Thor.
Okay.
Right up to the end. Before it switched into Mighty Thor.
Oh, okay.
He did that. I think he did that. Cap and Hawkeye.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, it's going to be different, but okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
We only have one issue to go by now. That was in the first week of October.
Hey, I didn't like that
It's
art.
An average of one a week. It's an average.
Yeah, I was looking for that interview that they said they were going to release one new Marvel Now book a week, and then we got four this week, and I'm like, what? And Matt's like, no, we're going to have some weeks without any. They're just averaging them out.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, because we get two next week. We had two last week, four this week, two next week.
We had two last week? Deadpool and Iron Man, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Four this week? Oh, yeah, Legacy. I'm trying to block that.
Yeah, Legacy, book. All New X-Men, Fantastic Four, and Thor. Thor was good. I like Thor.
Thor was very good.
Thor's the only one I didn't get to read yet.
Thor was good.
Very good.
But again, my problem just with the previews, I think they did a really poor job with the previews that they gave us. Because in Thor, the whole thing was trying to figure out what had happened to these gods. But if you read the previews, you already knew what happened. All New X-Men, the last four pages of the book were the preview. So you're reading, and all of a sudden you hit that, and the last four pages, you're like, oh, I already read this. And it kind of is a bad ending, just in the sense you're not like, wow, that was great. It was, oh, I already read this. Why did I just pay $3.99 when I already read, a third of this book?
It's four pages out of 22. It's
four out of 18, I counted.
I just tried to send you a message.
But.
I was confused.
What's good?
I don't remember the preview of Fantastic Four, so that one was okay. Nothing in that was repetitive.
That whole story, though, was kind of...
Yeah. I hurt my arm. Let's go away for a year. What?
I got tennis elbow. What?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
So what about... Let's talk about Deadpool.
I didn't read it.
Move on.
How did you not read Deadpool?
Because he's lame.
It's not one of my favorite characters,
Howard
so
Truman's
it just
coming back,
didn't...
Dude.
Didn't make
George
it to
Washington?
The Howard Truman?
Harry Truman.
Okay.
Whatever. His real name's Howard. He just goes by Harry.
What?
I don't know.
So Deadpool.
Kids, don't listen here for your history.
Yeah, it sounded good.
So the start of the book is Captain America catches this S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who's resurrecting dead presidents as zombies, and then it's like, then the Captain America takes off. Who was some? I think it was FDR. Just knocks his head off because he's a zombie or something, and then
no, because FDR was in the wheelchair, right? That was later.
FDR was only in a wheelchair part of his life, not his whole.
But I meant in the book, I thought he was in the wheelchair.
No, I don't know.
It's towards the end, I figured it was that he took off.
But he took off someone famous. It wasn't Kennedy.
That wasn't Kennedy.
Taft.
Taft was there later, eating a bucket of chicken.
All presidents are famous. They're presidents.
Yeah. But anyway, so they resurrect a bunch of presidents. This guy's gone around, and the presidents are evil. So they don't want Captain America running around killing dead presidents, so they call Deadpool.
Makes sense.
And so he, kicks in the door to, George Washington and all these other presidents, talking about how they're going to take over the country as zombies. And then that's the cliffhanger to get you to read number two.
It was funny. I mean...
I liked it. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it was entertaining enough.
You can't go into it expecting something like groundbreaking.
But wasn't Deadpool early in life more of a badass to crack a joke?
Yeah.
Now he's just kind of a joke.
Yeah.
He just parodies everything, like, you know, the zombies that are so fake. Like, Walking Dead, we just talked about it. So now he's killing zombie presidents.
Well, and that was in, what was that book that we liked? I Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Where they had the dead presidents club or whatever.
Okay.
They were just named after presidents. They weren't really presidents.
I didn't read that book, so I don't know.
You should read that book and trade. It was very good. Or beautiful art. Except for Ulrich.
It was Ulrich. Except for Ulrich?
No, I said except for the fill-in.
Get out!
Oh, yeah. Dude, I might read Mad... What is it? What's that? Madman? Was that his book?
Yep.
I might read that just because of his art.
Read Ecstatics.
I have it on the buy.
There you go. I'm gonna buy. Okay, Consequences. Which, it was funny. I read... The first one I read was digitally number 2 because I forgot to read number 1 or... I miss a lot of the digital stuff. I don't get to it quick enough. Because sadly, it doesn't stay up there. Every Wednesday, they clean it out and get rid of the stuff that I really want to read. But I didn't like Consequences 2 at all. I thought it was horrible. And then I read 4. Yeah, I did a real good job with this. Out of 5, I read 2 and 4. 4 I thought was excellent. And so then I went back and read 1 and 3 when they came out. And then 5, I thought, was really good. But basically, 5, Magneto has formed his little club with Danger and Illyana, and they break Cyclops out of prison.
I still want to know how he can read metal filings in a shape.
He can do that because the writer needed that as a means for them to communicate.
And where did he get metal filings?
He got from that shop.
He showed him taking it. He kept putting them in his shoe.
So he was in metal shop?
Yeah.
All right.
Working with that other guy, with the little squirrely dude who gets whacked.
Is that like prison rehab?
Guess so.
I don't think you want to have prisoners have access to sharp metals.
But he's been depowered, don't worry.
Right, because he has that neck thing. Which means it seems very much like Powers now, where they can depower the superpowers, but now they don't need the raft in anything anymore. Now they can.
Well, that's only to depower mutants.
Mutants, right? But for mutants, there. And I'm just looking at you. Why do you need sentinels? Just round up the mutants, slap those things on them, stick them in a hole. You're good.
Scrawly, man, you can't. I know Squirrel Girl's not a mutant.
No, I honestly have no idea what Squirrel Girl is.
Although her and Wolverine went, I know. Maybe there's going to be a little mutant Squirrel Girl.
There would have been a while. And that would be a pretty dangerous squirrel.
Turns out like Draken.
Yeah. The best at what she does. Eating nuts. It took it a whole different way, too.
What she does? Who she does?
No.
Never mind. You're going to have to go home and listen.
Yeah, you are. You rewind that one. But no, I thought that was really good, and it's actually given me... I'm actually quite looking forward to the new Uncanny X-Men that they announced, which is basically Cyclops' team.
I would have someone else was drawing.
You know, like Bocciolo?
Ruins everything.
Well, as long as he's not doing talking heads.
I feel like Marvel is all over the place right now.
It is.
It's like
it
everywhere.
Is. Yeah.
You look at these 4 covers. Thor, Thor is like like almost looks like Renaissance painting, the cover. Deadpool's, you know, his cartoon self.
Legacy is
Iron
like
Man's very futuristic looking. Iron Man's like Tron.
Right. Yeah.
Legacy is like a ransom note.
Yeah.
a ransom note?
It's all it's got the patch
together. It's like taped together. Like, you know.
It is. It literally looks
What else came out this week?
I didn't
Fantastic Four was a generic Fantastic Four cover.
Mark Bagley, right? Bagley.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just... Bocciolo's crazy. JRJR is terrible.
Captain America next week. We'll get to read it.
Uncanny Avengers art. Uncanny Avengers art was really not good, number one.
You can't say Cassidy is great.
I didn't like the art at all. Captain America. I just don't like how they're taking everything towards the movies.
Yeah.
Like, Captain America now has this chin strap and everything.
Well, even, like, Iron Man. The plot, everything seemed very movie-ish.
Yeah, it's Steeler armor on, brother. You gotta love Iron Man for that.
Okay, but I mean, it was dealing with extremists, and then you read that the new movie's going to be extremist based. he was acting, I don't know, I want to say out of character, but it seemed to me a little out of character.
He was acting like 70s Tony.
Yeah, 70s with a lot of Robert Downey Jr. thrown in. Yeah.
All the girls look exactly the same.
Oh, God. That, like I was saying, that pulled me right out of the book. That first shot of that the blonde, I'm like, okay, is it Sue Storm, or is it Jean Grey, or is it Emma Frost?
Cagney Lynn Carter.
That's the actress?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be my guess.
Okay. But it's just, he uses that same face for everything, and it was just so pulled me right out of the
book. The O face?
No, just her face. Just,
remember that cover with Storm? She's like dead, but the...
it was Psylocke, yeah. She's laying backwards with a smile on her face, yeah. After being knocked unconscious. That was one of my favorite land moments. Oh, I don't like it. But it pulled me out of the book. I mean, overall, the book was okay. I'm out of my agenda.
Really?
What's underneath Walking Dead?
Arrow. That's just for me when I post it online so I know can write what we talked about.
About the new Batman.
I do try to do that.
Death of the Family has been really good.
I thought Batman was good.
I don't want to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about
the plot. No, because not everybody's read it, but I thought that was really good.
Death of the Family has been really good.
I got to reread 13 because I don't know what you people saw.
It's just... I don't love it, but I don't dislike it.
You know what?
Ryan didn't care for it either. I was talking to him.
Well, it strikes me back to when it began with Court of Owls.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all. I mean, right now it's all set up, and I think the comic book that really does the best job of this is Walking Dead. Walking Dead is just constant like setup. Mini thing happens, and then we go to the next issue. But every time you read a Walking Dead issue, at least for me, I feel like something happened, and I feel satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
But it still leaves me wanting more in the next issue. Where I hate when I read a comic and I'm like, well, I just want to read 15. And now I'm just looking forward to, you know what I mean? Now, mm-hmm. This was all set up. Nothing happened. Yeah. It just built, ends. Yeah. Walking Dead does a really nice job of giving you satisfaction and moving the story along with, like, progressing through the next thing, to the next thing.
Oh, yeah.
So. Because it's, yeah, I felt like 13 and 14 to some degree were set up. There's a lot going on, but I mean. You haven't read 14 yet, have you, Matt?
I have not.
Yeah, 14's good, and then...
I'm honestly more excited about Punk Rock Jesus 5.
Well, I don't blame you. Everyone's been saying how good that... I was going to read that. I was going to go trade
still,
now, though.
Still haven't picked that up yet.
Just going trade. It's only 6 issues. I just waited out.
I hope there's sequels to it.
But, Suicide Squad was the death of the family was good. The Harley backstory. More Harley backstory.
I heard the Batgirl one was good.
I didn't read Batgirl. It's the one I didn't read. I ran out of time to read it.
So are you going to read all the... Oh, you buy all the Batbooks.
I buy all the Batbooks anyways.
Oh, okay.
I was debating whether to read buy the crossover books that I don't normally read.
Which ones don't you normally read?
It looks like
Red Hood.
600.
Haven't read it. It's not out yet.
What Batbooks?
Do you buy Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
This is the first one that
I
got.
Batgirl?
This is this one.
Yeah, I get Batgirl. It's like Red Hood. I can't remember what else. There's like another one I don't. Yeah,
I can't tell you if they're good or not yet, because I read Suicide. I haven't read. I'm behind in all. I'm rereading Animal Man and Swamp Thing right now.
They're great.
Yeah,
I love Swamp.
Yeah, I was up through like a certain issue, then I quit reading, so I just started back at the beginning. So I'm just gonna read them all.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna ask you the same question I asked these guys in text messages. When exactly did Rot World happen?
Right now.
What?
When did Rot World happen?
I know it's good on now, but
they disappeared for a year.
Well, they went, like, when Arcane came up, and, like, they fought, and then he, like, went down into this, like, evil Swamp Thing, and the Animal Man and Swamp
they
Thing were, like,
in.
And then they popped out in Rot World. And
right.
It happened in that time that they missed.
But those books are in continuity.
Right.
So when in the DC continuity did that year pass?
Was it a year to them or a year to the story?
When they came out of the other end, the people that found them said that they'd been gone a year.
Yeah, and then to them it was only like minutes.
But I mean, how important is Animal Man and Swamp Thing in the DC universe continuity?
If it's in continuity, it's in continuity.
Yeah,
but if Swamp Thing disappears for a year, how does that affect Batman?
No, the whole world's devolved. Everybody's dead. The Justice League's gone. I mean,
well, I'm sure they're going to clean it up at the end to the point where.
Yeah,
no, this is how the DC is going to continue. No.
I mean, so Colin hit what I think is going to happen is it's a dream or an alternate reality or Arcane's messing with their heads.
They're all still down in the rot. None of this is actually happening.
Yeah, because the whole world's dead except for like 12 people or something. That's why.
Poison Ivy, Dead Man.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
Orchid, Black Orchid,
and,
Beast Boy,
Constantine.
And Constantine, yeah. And even Steel's dead.
No, Steel's alive, isn't he?
It's his consciousness in a robot.
That's, well, I guess it depends on your definition of alive.
Fair enough. I'll give you that, but I'm going to say his body's dead.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was just one reading just going, if, all right, if this is in continuity, when did it all happen?
But see, I'm reading it very much like old, more Swamp Thing.
Well, if it was a Vertigo book, I would have never thought twice about it. Yeah. It's like, all right, it's its own little world.
It is a Vertigo book, so, yeah. No, but I mean, in reality, it is. Yeah. They're trying to integrate. That's why they're canceling Hellblazer and relaunching Constantine. You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, Hellblazer's done at 300 and relaunching it with a new Constantine book.
As a Vertigo book or a DC
no,
book?
No, as a DC book.
How's he going to do standalone?
It'll be...
Not Vertigo, because I mean...
Yeah, well, it will. It'll just be him dealing with more characters. I think that's what they're going for. But it's written by Robert Venditti, who did Surrogates. He also did Homeland Directive. I know you bought that.
Yeah, I read both of those. Surrogates was a good book. Terrible movie.
But
I'm in the movie. I didn't read the book.
So yeah, I'm not. I mean, people online are but I'm like, it went 300 issues. That's a pretty darn good run for a little
Vertigo book. Yeah. Well, was he a DC character before that?
Yeah, Vertigo was created at issue 47, actually, in the middle of Ennis's run. But it was a mature readers. It was always its own special book. But then they created Vertigo.
DC means a Max.
Well, it's Vertigo. But yeah, right, but that's what Vertigo was.
Yeah.
It was created for that, but you know when Sandman started, it wasn't. You know, Vertigo didn't come until later with Sandman and Constantine or Hellblazer, Swamp Thing.
The Vertigo title.
They
now.
Just yeah, one month they switched them all.
Because it's
Vertigo.
All in print anyway.
Yep, but I guess I don't know why exactly they're doing it, other than trying to make them a little younger. Because you know, it's just going to be the character that's in Justice League Dark, which is just as good as the other Constantine. It's just going to be you know less swearing and.
Yeah, and he's probably closer to, what, mid-40s in Hellblazer. He's probably going to end up being 25, 30.
Probably.
Look
at that Justice League Dark story arc.
Wow. Sandman?
Good stuff.
That death statue that they have in this one's previews is really nice.
Yes.
Really nice.
Yep.
That'll
it's
be...
that from that line.
Yeah. I'll get it even though...
I'm sorry, I'm waving at the Cover Girl statues.
God. I will buy it even though I'm protesting the new DC... statue thing. Since we're not putting numbers on
it. I'll put
anymore.
A number on it for you.
Didn't hold me anything.
They're not numbering their statues? They're limited statues?
Yeah, they stopped.
They Why? Stopped. You can reorder statues now.
Yeah, so they can make more. That's my guess. I don't know.
I mean, is it really that booming of a statue market that you need to take away the collectability of it?
So, when the guy came in Saturday, he was asking me about Joker statues.
Mm-hmm.
So he bought the Brian Bolin one now, which doesn't have a thing on it. So I showed him two of the other ones that were out. They're going for $300 a piece on eBay. They were $70 to $80 new. So the limited edition does make it more of a collectible than
well, no doubt,
right?
I'm
but
sure.
It doesn't help them. I think what came about was they had to make more. Something sold out.
Bane? Mignola?
No, not even.
I bet Bane.
Not even a recent one, but I think because I remember the first one they started. I think it was the Swamp Thing. Minibus was the first one I remember coming without. The number
yeah,
on the
Wonder
bottom.
Wonder Woman came without it.
The new Wonder Woman, yes.
Some of the all the black and whites since the relaunch have not had it.
Yeah, but it's something they decided in on their why I don't know. It was a company decision.
But it'll make me less likely to buy borderline statues from.
Okay.
Because you can always just get it. I'll get it later.
They're not all. I mean, they got to do a production run of some number to make it viable. You know,
right?
If they need 10 more, they're not just going to
until they get the plastic printer.
I saw that on the news. That was really cool.
3D printers, you can make. They've made like small caliber firearms out of 3D printer stuff.
Oh, I've heard about that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you do the higher caliber full auto ones, they melt still, but you can make a nice little pistol out of it. They did it on Sons of Guns. They made a custom gun off a 3D printer.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's the wave of the future.
It is.
We're all screwed.
World's going to end next month anyway.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, if the world does end on the 21st, I'm going to just loot this place on the 22nd. If I'm still alive. If I'm left behind.
So, yeah.
There's got to be some survivors.
Smokey had a kid this summer. I mean, the world has to come into a
Well, just come, yeah, load up, you know, for reading material for eternity, yeah,
gotta,
or however long you live. Yeah.
I might be all alone. I got
to have so I'm thinking, that's what I'm thinking, watching The Walking Dead. You know, they have no reading material. They're going to go crazy to sit and talk to each other.
Hey, you know, you always think about Walking Dead. You know, it's like, true. I could make it. I could survive. And then your power goes out for like 30 minutes. You're like, I'm so bored. What can I do?
Well, that's this big thing, like watching Survivor, and they're sitting there just going, I'm so bored.
Yeah, you ever watch Doomsday Preppers?
Yes. I saw commercials for them.
I think the next episode is filmed around here. There's somebody around Pittsburgh. It's going
to
be
these people put 400 pounds of explosives in the ground and blew up the earth to build a bunker. And then they fast forward.
They're getting divorced.
Who gets the bunker? Who gets the bunker? Oh, it's awesome.
Well, dude, like the one guy said, is he crazy or are you crazy? I mean, end of the world coming. That guy's in his bunker with some... You know, he's got 90 days of water, and he's you know.
But do you want to live in like a desolate wasteland?
Some people, no. If I Walking Dead stuff happened in real life, I'd just eat the gun and go.
I'd rather
on.
Be a zombie.
I'd
be scary.
I'd fight off for a while.
I'd wait until there was like no hope, like when there was no society left, and you know.
I don't know, after
Trish's out for 30 minutes, he's ready to go.
I'm not joking. Yeah. When the power goes out,
what are you doing?
At
it's
night.
A noose. It's okay,
huh? When it's night and the power's out, you can't do anything.
I hear you there.
It's like the most. What am I going to do for the next?
Cell phone like, go store. To bed.
You've got a wife
and a baby.
and a baby. Then you know what to do. So with
that's
life.
What already happened. See, they're not going there.
Oh my gosh, there's nothing. Can't read. TV's not on. It's awful.
Look, flash on your phone.
Wow, Samsung, look at that.
Until the battery.
Your iPhone can do that too.
It's just a flash of the camera. The power's the biggest thing. When there's no power,
game over, man.
It is game over.
Go outside and start a fire.
That'll just attract the
Zombies.
You can fight them all. They're just like zombies. Yeah. They don't die. You can't get rid of them.
It's like when I saw they redid Red Dawn. I'm like, why? That was a fine movie.
Hey, if anyone can stop the commies, it's Thor.
Right.
I don't know. Patrick Swayze was in the first one, man.
Charlie Sheen was in the first one.
You can't mess with the classics.
Emilio Estevez was in it, too.
Yeah.
No reason to mess with the classics.
I think the whole Sheen family was in it, too. Wasn't it? Wasn't Martin in it? Biff? Didn't he play the dad?
Terry?
Sally? There's only three of them. Charlie, Martin, and Emilio Estevez. Why would you change your last name?
Estevez is the real name. Sheen's the
Estevez. His real name is Estevez. Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you go with the name that's going to get you more popularity?
He seemed to be okay.
He seemed to be just fine.
Well, he got lucky. I mean,
he was still Martin Sheen's kid.
Yeah.
Isn't Charlie Sheen's real name Carlos?
Yeah, Carlos Estevez.
Yeah, but then you get typecast. I'm assuming. And Charlie Sheen doesn't really look like an Estevez.
True.
Or a Carlos.
No, he doesn't. He looks like Charlie.
Not as a table, Carlos.
Do you watch that bad TV show he had on? I don't even know what channel it was on. FX, maybe.
No.
With someone he was insane.
Well, no, he was the anger counselor.
They renewed that for another season. It starts pretty
good. I mean, I thought it was entertaining. I just wasn't.
I watched like four or five of them. I
think there was only six of them. I think it was a short run season.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Dead air.
No, I'm just saying, next week we'll play it by ear. I don't know if we'll do it because I know the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is always crazy. Because I got
we can't make it like a bar / comic shop next Wednesday. Come on.
Sure.
All right.
No.
I got a beer. I'll bring in some beer.
So hopefully we'll have a podcast next week. We'll play it by ear. And look at that, under an hour. Man, we're getting good at this. I remember when they used to go two and a half, 3 hours.
There were some long ones.
There were some long ones.
Bad part is now is Justin and I have to drink longer before we can eat at the Sharp Edge.
Oh, because what?
Because the
food's on a
10? Gotcha. So we went 2.5 hours. We'd get there at like 9:45. We'd order a beer.
Perfect.
Dinner.
Gotcha.
Now we get to sit there and drink for an hour.
I'm sorry, but someone's going to be happy I'm coming home this early. So.
What about my liver?
You know that
he doesn't live with him.
That's on exactly, yes. And the text was, "I'd get milk," so I have to get milk. So hopefully, we'll talk at you next week. Oh boy, I normally get these up Thursday. I don't know if I'll be doing that on Thanksgiving. Maybe I won't be doing anything early in the day.
Chicago playing football?
I don't think so. No, they're playing Monday, so they wouldn't play Thursday. So Okay. See, yeah, that kind of went weird.
Bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, tucking and pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616. My ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
Drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it.